And I have two very special guests in the studio with me this afternoon, the collaborators on this fine album. We have Mark Ginsberg, the saxophonist and composer, along with Vittorio Metza, the pianist and composer. And they had a chance meeting. They met by chance at a New York train station back in 2009. They were heading to the same masterclass. And thanks to subsequent emails and subsequent touring and recording, it's led to a friendship and a truly cross-cultural collaboration in jazz and improvisation. They're here this afternoon to chat about this meeting of the musical minds ahead of their Sydney Conservatorium Jazz Festival debut here in Sydney. Mark Ginsberg and Vittorio Metza, welcome to Now's the Time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank, and a special greetings to all listeners.
Well, firstly, congratulations, because we learned very, very recently this album, Convergence, has won the Best CD in the Jazz category of the Indie Acoustic Project Awards, which is out of Chicago. So that is absolutely exciting and wonderful news for the both of you.
It is good. The music doesn't sound any better, but...
Well, it certainly will after this tour. But when you were last here, Mark, in October of last year, we spoke about this chance meeting that I've mentioned, the parallel educational backgrounds from both of you in terms of your science. We also spoke about how your musical relationship developed. And Mark, you particularly mentioned how Vittorio made a point of having you meet his family in Italy, in Vittorio's hometown of Telese.
Telese, yeah.
Can you talk about how important that aspect of your musical relationship is, just in terms of getting a deeper understanding of each other's roots, and how that might inform the music?
Well, that's a poignant question, because I had the opportunity to visit Vittorio's family in Telese probably 2 years ago, and we stayed there and stayed in the family home, and I got to meet his most wonderful, warm parents. And only a few months ago, his father passed away, so it left me feeling very, very sad. I'm sure we all felt that. And at the same time, Vittorio has come to meet my family in South Africa, my family here now, but also my family back there when we did some tours. And so we've kind of got this connection, like our brothers are our brothers in a way.
Yes.
Yeah, we know very well each other. So this is important for the music, because I think that music is a combination of many kind of different elements. So we have also different backgrounds, but in the same time, we had no fear for the difference. And so our focus was how to combine this difference to try to get the beauty, no? And in the music, and also to try to describe our concept of jazz, because today is not easy to understand what is really the jazz music, no?
Vittorio, your background is heavily focused on classical music, but you also seem to be quite philosophical in terms of your composing. We heard the first piece, Solipsismo Astrati. Tell us a little bit about the meaning of that title.
Yes, because I translated the notes, no, for you. So solipsismo is a philosophic term, as you said. It defines the universe as a representation of our individual awareness, and the world we see being an extension of it. In fact, we cannot be sure that anything outside of our mind exists. Strati means stratification, suggesting the overlap of different kinds of solipsism for each of us. Well, I like very much reading books, and especially philosophy, because my mother taught philosophy. So I have a lot of books available at home. I only have to find the time to read, but when I have time, this is my best thing that I...
It's your inspiration.
Yeah, and also I like to grab some terms that I really don't know very well, and try to put together with other terms and create new liaisons,
new concepts.
New concepts, no, if possible. So when I compose the music, after I think to the title is very important for me. is not casual. I have to think properly about the title of a composition.
When I first heard the music on Convergence, this wonderful album, I could tell that it was obviously emerging from the jazz tradition, but at times the music is mystical even and deeply infectious. I found it highly lyrical, breezy like the Mediterranean. The addition of the choir adds that splendor to the music, and of course the electric bass and the electric piano offer another interesting facet. There wasn't really a common theme. You both sort of brought your own pieces to this, and then you, I guess, decided on almost a uniform approach that you somehow figured out. Tell us a little bit how it came about.
When I learned that we were traveling to Italy about 8 months before we recorded, we started seriously sort of looking at repertoire that we would record, with Vittorio sending some tunes to me and vice versa. But the magic started happening when we actually sat down in Rome. We spent about a week, and we had a little studio that we could go and work in, and we spoke about the treatment of each of the pieces and came up with sort of a geographical sketch, if you like. And then Judy and I went for a walk in Spain. We went for a three-week walk. And during that period, it sort of matured. The ideas matured. I had my saxophone on my back in a PVC pipe that Vittorio helped me get in Rome.
Yeah. And I still have this PVC on my balcony in Rome. I don't know how it's possible. I still have it. And everyone that come to my house, what is that? It's the Marx PVC for soprano saxophone.
Oh, the soprano. I was wondering how tenor was going to fit in there.
and Vittorio actually spent time on his keyboard sort of devising sound textures that he might like to apply in some of the tunes. So we had this week together and then this period apart, and then we came back and went to the studio, which was about an hour out of Rome. And quite a few of us stayed at the studio. They have a little apartment there. So it was like 3 days of intense work. And most of the tunes were maybe first or second take tunes. It was quite amazing how we just gelled. And
so what about you, Vittorio? While Mark was off walking in Spain and sort of fermenting these ideas in his mind, what were you doing?
Well, I was, at that time, I was at conservatory in Verona, north of Italy, northeast of Italy. So I was traveling, teaching at conservatory and trying to organize everything with musicians, because we played and recorded with an Italian rhythm section, Luca Bulgarelli on bass and Marcello Di Leonardo on drums. And after, Mark organized here the mixing, mastering, and then some additional.
The choir, the post-production.
Post-production.
Mm-hmm. The choir.
So it was a busy period, but I have very positive memories. Yeah, it was nice.
Last time when Mark was here speaking about the album, I asked Mark what it was especially that he liked about your playing, and he mentioned his affinity with what inspires your compositions, which what we've just discussed. He also said your willingness to allow the piano to wail in a careful and subtle way by holding notes open and allowing the harmonies to emerge. In fact, this is what he said.
And I think we somehow feel, even though we come from different parts of the world, that there's just such a lot of overlap. Different cultures, but an enormous overlap of feeling about life and the way we look at life. If you look at Vittorio's compositions and the way he describes what they mean to him, what inspires them, it's just something I relate to a lot. So the music draws us both in, and it's different every time we play it, and it's beautiful.
What I want to ask you is, what is it especially about Mark's playing that attracts you to his music?
Yeah, I think that Mark has a special sound in terms of synthesis of sound, because he doesn't play so many notes. It's easy for musicians, especially guitarists and saxophonists and pianists, to play millions of notes, no, and to have a gymnastic approach, no, to the music. But Mark is able to keep the line, and with few things says more things. And the sound is very recognizable for me, also on soprano, because I feel I perceive some also some can I say Jewish melodies, Jewish inflections,
mm-hmm. inflection. Yes.
And so it's very it's not easy to find musicians that try to reach the beauty in with a few elements.
So he's got an economical approach.
Yeah, but economical is more. Few is more in music.
Yes.
Miles Davis said the music is a is made by rests.
That's right. The music is in the space.
In the space, yeah. Mm. So,
of course, our nation, Vittorio, we're recovering from a 5-week election campaign, and we've elected our federal government, which hasn't really had a history of supporting or nurturing the arts. What do you know about Australian? I guess you know that we love Italian food, but what do you know about us Aussies, and in particular our love of jazz? Anything other than your relationship with Mark?
Yeah, I think that this is my first time here, no?
Yeah.
So I perceive a good feeling about the jazz and an international approach of musicians. For example, we had a very nice rehearsal yesterday with two musicians, jazz musicians from Australia, Carl Dan Cliff and Tim Ford, and they are an example of how jazz in Australia could be very open, just not strictly traditional, but can englobe every music, no? Today jazz is quite as I said before is quite difficult to define, because it keeps some elements from the tradition, but in the same time there is a merging with a lot of different kind of music. So I think that in Australia this is very very clear, and also in Italy we have a strong and intense sense of jazz that is different from the Americans, for example.
And I think it's at these points where the most interesting jazz is happening. And, of course, Mark has had collaborations with artists in Africa before, and this is where I think the real richness of jazz, and it was exemplified in the most recent International Jazz Day, where different cultures can come together, and the real richness of what jazz is can really flourish, can't it?
I think it's become more like a vehicle rather than a genre in a way, because a genre you have to define things in musical terms perhaps, and it's too broad now. And it's gone cross-culture, cross-border. So I think of it as a vehicle, which with improvisation at the core, creation at the core, and people being able to get in and go on a journey together in that jazz vehicle, shall we say.
Tell us a little bit about the Big Sea.
If you live on the Atlantic Sea in the Southern Cape, it can be a very vicious and brutal sea, and you can observe it from very close up because the shorelines have these large concrete sort of water breaks, and you can walk along there and you can see the waves bashing up and spray going everywhere, and at the same time feel completely enveloped in the beauty of nature without sort of getting wet, or it's sort of you're stuck in this, not stuck, but held in this cradle, if you like, of wild nature and firm ground. And that was the inspiration for this particular piece. I mean, it doesn't sound too wild, but it feels like it has the power of nature in it. And Justine was just perfect to take the melody to a new place. I just want to say thank you to Vittorio for describing my playing. I never quite heard anybody say that. Perhaps thanks to you for asking that question. I always feel very vulnerable in terms of I was a late starter and I didn't have all the technique and all those sorts of things, but I always want to play from my heart, and I think what he said really makes me feel good.
This arrives to the listeners and to the musicians.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.